Blog Talk Radio.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. So today's guests are not particularly in the entertainment industry, but they do work next to a lot of artists that support their cause. They are the No Bull Guys. Pretty much, they are Scott and Tyler, which they currently travel the country speaking at schools and conferences about the Great American No Bull Challenge. They have spoken to thousands of teenagers in the past year, and, you know, they're just the spokesperson for this No Bull Challenge, which is about this great topic that we've been hearing lately in these past couple of years about bullying. And these two teens, I mean, that's what they're dedicating themselves to. And I'm sure that the reason why they've dedicated themselves to this is because perhaps it's happened to them, you know, and it's been part of their experience. So I really wanted to have them on the show, Scott and Tyler, and I want them to, you know, pretty much just spread their own messages of awareness and so forth. So, hey, Scott and Tyler, you're live on air.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Hey, thank you so much. I know we kind of changed our timing here, but I appreciate it that you guys were able to come on.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay. So can you tell me who's Scott and who's Tyler so I can kind of get your voice?
Oh, everyone says we sound alike, but this is Tyler, and I'm Scott.
Okay, perfect. All right, Scott and Tyler, tell us more about what the Great American No Bull Challenge is.
The Great American No Bull Challenge is America's largest youth-led anti-bullying campaign, and mm-hmm. the No Bull Challenge offers a video contest for students 13 to 18 years old to submit a anti-bullying video into our challenge. And we pick 15 of the best films, and they get flown out to L.A., to attend our red carpet teen video awards, and they're like, they get treated like the celebrity, and they get to walk the red carpet, meet celebrities, and then they'll find out who the top teen winners are, and they get to go home with like some pretty crazy prizes.
Okay, you guys currently had a showcase, right, out in LA?
Yeah, we had
a music showcase.
It was a lot of fun. It raised a lot of money and awareness for the Great American No Bull Challenge because, like Scott said, video entries, they started in December where teenagers could submit videos, and they go all the way until the end of April. And so it was, you know, a great way to raise awareness in the L.A. area and get some celebrities behind the calls.
Okay. You guys are currently in Ohio, though. Tell me about that. Why were you two chosen to be part of this movement?
Actually, the first year that the No Bull Challenge was in existence, which was 2 years ago, we mm-hmm. submitted a video. We were just two students in high school who wanted to submit a video for the challenge, who wanted to stand up and make a change. And we premiered our video at our school during a half-hour-long assembly. And during the assembly, we actually started getting asked by other local schools in our area if we could come premiere our video at their school also. And so that's kind of how we started going around speaking, and then it just kind of went national within a couple months. And so then we started speaking all over the, you know, the United States, and it was kind of crazy. And, you know, they saw that we were speaking and encouraging other students to kind of follow in our footsteps and make a video. And so the Great American No Bull Challenge asked us to be spokespeople, and, of course, we accepted with open arms.
Okay. You know, your job at the moment is to spread awareness in something as, you know, as serious as bullying. This has been going on for, I mean, that's even before you were born, obviously. But, you know, tell us your experience with bullying, because obviously this is something that maybe you've seen it happen, maybe it happened to you in one way or another, and, you know, at the moment you kind of have to share those experiences with people, at, you know, so whoever's going through it, they can relate to you and seek the help they need. So would you mind sharing some of your experiences?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's what we do when we go around and we speak. You know, it's not only just talking about the Noble Challenge, it's sharing our experiences and sharing our stories. You know, we've both been bullied, and we've both been on, you know, pretty much every end of it where we have seen it happen.
Hello, Tyler?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I happen to have lost them.
Oh, no. Can you hear us now? Can you hear us? I'll call in.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show.
Hey, boys, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I could. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so sorry about that. But, yeah, basically, like I was saying, you know, we've definitely been on both sides of it where we have seen it happen. You know, we come from a very, very small school. And so everyone kind of knew each other, and, you know, it was very easy for somebody to be singled out for being different or, you know, for making certain choices. And so we definitely have seen it a lot. And, you know, my, like, senior year in high school was kind of rough with bullying, and it was kind of indirect where they weren't, like, necessarily directly bullying me. It was more like exclusion, which can, you know, just be equally as haunting and scarring, you know, just being excluded from a group, not being accepted. But then I've also, you know, had my experiences of being mean to people. You know, I think that everybody has times when they say things that they wish that they could take back. And so we share all those experiences with people when we speak at schools. And, you know, Scott, I'll let him share his own story, but his was more in middle school.
Yeah, when I was in middle school, I mean, a lot of people made fun of me and, like, used homophobic slurs at me, and some people, like the older kids, would, like, not let me sit in a chair at study hall, so I'd sit on the floor, just, like, stuff like that. It just, like, tore me down, and, I mean, a lot of these students who we speak to, a lot of them go through, like, hardcore depression, and, I mean, I think we've all had depression, and I've been through depression, and I share my feelings of how I feel when I'm depressed, and just encourage people to, like, focus on the positive things in their life and focus on the people who love them and not focus on the negative in their life, because when you focus on your haters and the negative things in your life, you tend to get more depressed.
Definitely. And any of those experiences that you guys mentioned, at any point did you feel pressured to do something that you would never do if you were in your right mind?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's hard when you see somebody being bullied, you know, to step up and say something because, you know, the mentality when you're in those types of situations is if I step in, then I'm going to get bullied myself. And so it's really, you know, sometimes, well, I mean, now, like, after doing this for a couple of years, it's been a lot easier to, like, say or to actually be able to step in and intervene, whether it's when you see bullying on social media. But, you know, back when we were in high school and we, you know, hadn't really done much with anti-bullying, you know, it's not necessarily that I'd be pressured to actually bully the person, but just not do anything, you know, in fear of the bullying happening back to me, you know, just kind of stay out of it and mind my own business, where, you know, now we realize that, you know, that's a terrible thing to do, you know, let somebody else suffer. And so, you know, we also encourage, you know, teens to stand up and, you know, if they see something wrong, you know, say something about it.
Definitely. What sort of, because, you know, sometimes kids are scared to even tell their parents. They might think that their parents might think something else from them, or maybe if they tell their parents, obviously the parents going to storm to school and make a huge show. You know, I'm sure in that no matter what heritage your parent is from, even mine being Hispanic or yours being American or whatever, you know, if somebody's hurting your child, you're going to go and cause whatever you got to do at school to make it stop. So I feel like sometimes kids are scared of that. and maybe you're too shy to even approach your professor. So what's the best way to go if you're put in that in some if you're in that situation? You know, you're just being bullied and you don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You have to reach out to somebody, you know. That's like the biggest thing. Keeping it bottled in is one of the worst things. Whether you're going to a friend or a teacher or, you know, somebody, and, you know, you hit it right on the head when you said that teenagers don't want to go to their parents because they're afraid that the parents are going to go to the school and then, you know, they're just going to get called like a tattletale or a snitch or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, from our experiences, you know, every school is different, but from our school personally, you know, the administration, you know, the school counselors, they were really there, you know, for the good of the students. And so going to, you know, the counselor or even the principal was the best bet for us because, you know, that would ensure that the problem got dealt with and, you know, appropriate punishment or, you know, action would be taken. And, you know, something that was unique about our school is we had a peer mentoring program where students could talk to students, so it kind of made it easier to go and talk to somebody if it's like somebody your own age who would understand.
Of course, okay. So yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from, and I'm sure that any administration, we speak of, you know, school in general because that's the easiest place to get bullied at, don't you think? But hey, this might even happen as adults. This can happen in your workplace, you know. This happens all the time, and some people just don't know how to handle it, I guess. I don't remember. I'm sure that I've been bullied in certain ways or, you know, probably at a younger age that I might not remember now, especially that I was always such a quiet kid. You know, I was either quiet kid, I'd be the pushover. So it's kind of very easy to bully me, you know. But, I mean, none of those things hurt me so much that I'll remember at this point, you know. But I definitely, because I've seen so many tragic stories of kids committing suicide, doing things, going into all these things that we see nowadays, people going into other schools and shooting down kids. Like, you don't, I mean, yeah, maybe now we say that he's crazy for doing all of those things, but maybe that person was pushed so bad. Maybe they were bullied in such a bad way that they just couldn't take it anymore, you know, and they do those crazy things. So yeah, definitely. I totally support your cause. You know, I'm glad that they have young kids that you're seeing, you know, the national spokesperson. Also, let's talk more about the Teen Video Awards. You guys are currently, is submission already open for the Teen Video Awards this year?
Yeah, the submission period opened in December and it ends April 30th. So we definitely encourage all students to submit anti-bullying PSAs or anti-bullying videos, 2 to 5 minutes, or 30 to 60 seconds long. Yeah, and the Noble Challenge is worldwide, so students all over the world could submit videos and be eligible to come out to the award show.
Okay. So far, you guys have said it's been for about 2 years. What has been the most inspiring story that you guys have heard? I know it's probably really hard for it to be just one, but what has been one of the most inspiring stories or anything like that, or perhaps videos that people have created?
Some of the videos that have been submitted have been, like, crazy because, you know, they come from somewhere, which, I mean, they share their experiences through a video, and being able to see how much change one student can make in one video is crazy. I mean, when we submitted our video the first year, it didn't win or anything, but it still got so many views from all over the world, and we were getting messages from students from, you know, in different countries saying that they had watched our video, and that's just such a cool feeling knowing that, you know, like, a video, you know, that we created based on experiences and just wanting to make a change has made an impact in so many other people's lives. But from a more personal experience, you know, there was one time we were doing a school assembly here in Ohio. And, you know, after we do assemblies, a lot of times students will come up to us and ask us questions one-on-one because they don't want to ask in front of, you know, the whole school or whatever. And there was one kid in particular, and he kept letting everybody go in front of him, and he just kind of waited until everybody kind of left because he didn't want anybody else to be around. And, you know, he said, thank you. And he said, he said, I was planning on going home, like, after school today, and I was going to kill myself. And he said, and I'm definitely not going to anymore. And so that was, like, hands down one of, like, the most surreal experiences, knowing that, you know, there's some kids who might be in the audience when we're speaking, and they just, like, could care less, or they just blow it off. But, you know, knowing that there's kids in the audiences that actually, you know, us coming and speaking means, like, the world, that's really what just keeps us going, and that's really what makes everything worth it.
Wow. Okay. So that's obviously very impacting for somebody, for you guys to even hear that. Is there anything else? Perhaps has any of the stories maybe that have been less impacting, let's see how I rephrase this, because we always think that depression causes only one thing, and perhaps, you know, leading yourself to death, or, you know, taking your life or whatever. Have you ever seen a story that maybe would take it in another way, where that person would take their depression and their bullying, you know, elsewhere? Maybe they would take it out on somebody or do something else.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes depression can lead to people actually becoming bullies, you know. You know, they
mm-hmm.
they might have been picked on and, you know, entered depression, and then they ended up becoming, you know, bullies themselves, or saying things that they just didn't mean, whether it's in that, I mean, that could even be within their families. Like, if you're being bullied at school and, you know, on social media, you'd come home and, like, you're not going to be all happy around your family. You're going to, you know, be mean to them, like, whether it's a little brother or sister, you know. That I've seen a lot of stories of that, you know, where they let all their anger out on their siblings or their parents. And so, I mean, depression is definitely not just, like, it affects, you know, everybody around that person. It's not just a personal issue. It affects so many different people.
Okay, definitely. All right, guys, you know, I feel like we've covered so much of, you know, this whole aspect and this organization that you guys, you know, represent. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention? Is there any sort of message or anything that you'd like to mention to your followers, to people that follow the No Bull Challenge, that need perhaps to follow this cause, that are going through this right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're going through something, you know, I think that honestly, and I'm not saying this, you know, because we do represent the organization, I'm saying this because of personal experience. You know, making a video, it's such a unique way to stand up and, you know, to share your story. It gives you a voice. And it doesn't put you in danger, because you're standing up to bullying in such a safe way, where you can just make a video and share your experiences, and, you know, you never know who's going to see it, and not only help other people, but it'll help yourself. It's very therapeutic knowing that you were able to share your story, you were able to get all of that off of your chest and, you know, put it all into one video. And then on top of all of that, you get the opportunity to, you know, come out to LA and be celebrated for your efforts. You know, it was such a surreal feeling when we got to go out there, and you know, everybody, you know, treated us like celebrities simply because we stood up against something that teenagers our own ages face on a daily basis. And so we want to give, you know, as many other teenagers who don't have a voice to be able to have a voice and, you know, be able to share their stories.
And you don't necessarily have to be a professional when you make your film. When me and Tyler made our first video, we used a little flip phone camera, and we became a nominee for it. And a lot of people who actually became nominees, some people have made films and didn't really care about the anti-bullying subject, but they were
mm-hmm.
they just wanted the prizes. But in the end, they put bullying and anti-bullying a really close matter to their heart, and they've changed, and they've became inspired through it. So no matter what, if you make a video you're going to realize through the making process of it that it's going to be something you care about in the end.
Okay. I actually just thought of something right now. I had seen one of the most current videos. I don't know if it was one of the winners or not, but it was really through technology. Like, it was on chat and stuff like that, and people maybe not bullying directly, but it was like, so the people texting each other and talking about somebody else, you see what this girl was wearing, oh my God, how ugly, or this and that. So it kind of showed like the indirect bullying, but it showed also the how, let's see, somebody's texting me that stuff about somebody else, like how one is supposed to stop that other person, because maybe they're not bullying you directly, but they might be bullying, you know, indirectly somebody else that you don't know. How do you, when you're put in that position, what is the best thing to do?
I mean, for me personally, whenever I see that happening or whenever it's happening to me, you know, whether it's on Facebook or, you know, Twitter, I take it like, okay, if they're doing it publicly, like if they make a Facebook status about somebody else, about, you know, how they dress or something, you know, I message that person privately, because I don't comment on the post, because, you know, that's, it's not really anybody else's business what I have to say. And so I private message them, and I, you know, encourage them to take it down. And I try to put it into perspective, because, you know, that person that they're, you know, picking on, they might be living such a terrible life at home. Like, you know, they might be being abused, or their family might be going through problems, or they might be dealing with a death in the family or something. And, you know, picking on them is just making their life so, so much worse. And so it's just kind of like, things that you don't think about, you know, like, oh, yeah, I'm picking on this person, but, you know, maybe they already have a terrible life, and I'm just making it 20 times worse to the point where I might push them over the edge. And so I kind of try to help them realize that, like, you don't know this person, and, you know, they could, what you're saying about them could really honestly be the one thing that pushes them over. And I was like, do you want to be the reason why that person, you know, either hurts themselves or hurts somebody else? And then a lot of times I'll encourage them to delete the status and, you know, even apologize. And sometimes that's gone really well. And sometimes, you know, that they'll delete it and apologize and say, dang, I didn't realize that what I was doing could hurt that bad, you know? And then, you know, other times people just kind of blow it off and just delete the status or whatever. But, you know, being nice, fighting fire with fire doesn't really do much. Like, if I was mean to them, it's just going to blow up the situation. Whereas if you just kind of, if you kind of go at it about, like, with kindness, it helps it so much better. And, you know, it definitely makes the other person think twice.
Definitely. Do you guys feel that I guess social media now has made it much easier for people to bully?
Oh, yeah, and I think that's the big difference between, like, bullying now and versus bullying back then. Like, yeah, people were still mean to each other.
Yeah, even
but,
10 years ago. Just as, yeah,
right,
as little as
right.
10 years ago, we didn't even have this. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Right, like when my parents were in school, you know, they might have dealt with bullying, but they went home and it kind of just stopped for a little while. Whereas now, like, if you get bullied at school, now you go home and it's still there, like on social media or through texting, and you're just constantly connected to it, and it's really hard to escape. And so I think that's really what's so haunting today, and that's why suicide rates have risen so high, because, you know, it's just so hard to get away from all of the bullying that you face. And it's ridiculous. And, you know, there's certain social media platforms are trying to, you know, implement anti-bullying, you know, ways to prevent bullying on their social media platforms. But, you know, it's really hard to monitor with so many users. But and then with texting, I mean, you can always block somebody's number from texting you if you call the provider, or sometimes on your phone that option's available. So there's ways to get away from it. But, you know, a lot of teenagers don't know those ways.
Definitely. I'm going to make maybe a funny reference or whatever, but to a movie. I don't know if you guys have seen the latest Carrie.
Yeah,
with the whole video thing. You know, they take her video, and the girl, like, immediately posts it into YouTube. That is, like, in the hands of everybody. You know, that is just something that I couldn't even explain if that even happened to me, what I would do. But obviously, you know, Carrie takes a whole other route to it and her
yeah.
But but you know, it's something as simple as that. And you know, the web is so hurtful at some point. If somebody just really wants to hurt you, they can just post it up there, and there's really nothing you can do about it, you know. So yeah,
right,
I think I do agree
yeah.
with you guys on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, Scott and Tyler, you guys, thank you so much. You both are so sweet. I definitely appreciate, you know, taking your time tonight and speaking to us about your cause and, you know, and so forth. So can you tell people where to find you, where to follow you, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, us personally, we have Facebook and Twitter and, you know, Tumblr. It's all The No Bull Guys. But to get more information about the challenge and to follow the No Bull Challenge, it's on Twitter, it's at No Bull Contest. And the website is nobullchallenge.org. And like I said, entries go until April 30th, and so we're hoping that we get a lot of entries to sift through this year.
From ages 13 to 18?
Yeah, 13 to 18,
okay.
So it's like middle school and high schoolers from all over the world.
Okay, that's awesome. That's definitely awesome. And then they get blown out to L.A., and they're all, like, celebrities for, like, a day or two. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, thank you once again. Thank you so much for spreading this message worldwide. And I wish you guys continued success in anything that you decide to do and with your careers, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having us.
Definitely. No problem, Sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, so there you have it, the No Bull Guys. Make sure you check them out. They mentioned the website, but here it is one more time, nobullchallenge.org. If any of you guys are middle school or high school filmmakers, you can, or even if you're not the filmmaker, but you'd like to act in it and you maybe, you know, somebody that has a camera and they can help you shoot it and so forth, go for it. Spread your message, spread your experiences. This is something definitely that you know, it's worth, and you know, inspiring other people about. So I really want to thank them one more time and thank the Great American No Bull Challenge, you know, for letting them be on my show and just spread the message. And yeah, guys, about me, about the Sasha Marina Show, you know that you can just check us out at the SashaMarinaShow.com, Twitter, Sasha Marina, Instagram, Sasha Marina, Facebook is the Sasha Marina Show. If there's anything that you guys like to know or maybe have on the show, any requests of any sort, just make sure you contact us through thesashamarinashow.com, and I'd be pleased to answer you. So thank you once again, guys, and take care.
Face, lovely satin hair, body of a goddess, I just had to stop and stare. Sophisticated, sexy and cool, impressed with your demeanor, diva, I like what you do to me. Don't tell me this is just a dream, 'cause I like what you do to me. Tell me this is meant to be, 'cause I like what you do to me. Hypnotized by your eyes, mesmerized by your touch. Too much is never enough, and I'm lost inside your love. Tell me if it's too late, or tell me this is my fate, that I'm lost inside your love. Hypnotized by your eyes, mesmerized by your touch. Too much is never enough, and I'm lost inside your love. I'm lost inside your love. Sugar baby, sweet as honey, give you my keys and all my money. I can't deny it,
no.
Damn sure can't hide it,
no.
Open your love,
right.
Let me inside it,
oh.
Don't tell me this is just a dream, 'cause I like what you do. And I'm lost inside your love. Tell me if it's too late, or tell me this is my fate, that I'm lost inside your love. Hypnotized by your eyes, mesmerized by your touch. Too much is never enough, and I'm lost inside your love. Tell me if it's too late, or tell me this is my fate, that I'm lost inside. Lost inside your love. See, baby, this feels real to me. can't be made believe. Am I living in a fantasy? Or could it be that I'm lost inside the light?
Mesmerized by your eyes, mesmerized by your touch,
your
too much has never been enough, and I'm lost inside your love. Too much is never enough, and I'm lost inside your love.